Hello friends, today we are going to learn a wonderful topic, and that is income from other sources. This is under chapter 8 of your book. Now, as the name suggests, income is there and this income is from other sources. What is the meaning of this? That means the income is there and this income is from other sources, which means that this income does not fall under section 14, under section 14A, this income does not fall under the head salary. The income does not fall under the head, what do you call it, house property. Under section 14C, the income does not fall under the head business or profession. The income does not fall under section 14A, under what you call it, capital gains. But if there is an income and which does not fall under salary, which does not fall under what you call it, house property, which does not fall under the head, what you call it, business or profession, which does not fall under the head capital gain, but if there is an income, that income must be taxed under the head income from other sources under section 14F of the Income Tax Act. So section 14F says that if there is a taxable income, and mind it well, I told you what is income. Income means that income which is not exempt under the act is taxable income. The income which is not exempt under the head, under exemption, is called as taxable income. So the income which is not exempt under section 10 is called as income, taxable income. And you know very well, income is defined under section 2, subsection 24 of the Income Tax Act. Now, what I want to say, that if the income does not fall in any of these heads, but if it is taxable, that income shall go under the head other sources. Can I say that income from other sources is nothing but a residual head of income? That means the incomes which cannot be the part of salary, which cannot be the part of income from house property, which cannot be the part of what you call it, business or profession, which cannot be the part of capital gains, but they are incomes and they must be taxed, then that income shall be taxed under the head income from other sources. Now, income from other sources is from section 56 to section 59. Section 56 to section 59 talks about income from other sources. Now, if you will see income from other sources, the first example of income from other sources is dividend. Now, dividend, what is the meaning of dividend? If you will see section 2, subsection 22 of the Income Tax Act, dividend is defined. If you will see section 8 of the Income Tax Act, dividend is given. Dividend means that income which is coming from the companies to the shareholders. So dividend, divided income is nothing but dividend. I am a shareholder of say A Limited, and A Limited has made huge profits and declared 10 rupees dividend. I am a shareholder of A Limited and holding 1000 shares. Now, by virtue of holding 1000 shares, if I receive 10 rupees as dividend, then this 10,000 rupees shall be treated as dividend income. Once it is dividend income, it has to go as, what do you call it, income from other sources. However, under section 10, subsection 34 of the Income Tax Act, if the dividend income is there from the companies which have deducted the dividend distribution tax under section 115O of the Income Tax Act, dividend distribution tax has to be deducted by the companies before paying dividend to the shareholders. Listen, it is very simple. I am a shareholder of A Limited. I am holding 1000 shares of A Limited. A Limited has declared the dividend of rupees 10, what you call it, in this year. Now, so I am holding 1000 shares into 10, that is 10,000 rupees will be received by me as a dividend income. But the company will not give me the taxable income. So, I am holding 1000 shares of A Limited, and A Limited has declared dividend of rupees 10 per share. So how much I would get? 10,000 rupees, 1000 into 10, 10,000 rupees. But my dear friends, A Limited, before giving me the dividends of 10,000 rupees, would deduct a tax called as dividend distribution tax, dividend distribution tax. And after deducting dividend distribution tax, say dividend distribution tax has been deducted, say rupees 1500 for 10,000 rupees. So I will not get 10,000 rupees. I will get from the company, what do you call it, directly from the company, 8,500 rupees, though I am entitled for 10,000 rupees. But the company, before giving me the dividend, has to deduct the dividend distribution tax under section 115O of the Income Tax Act. And the balance amount is given to me. Now, this balance amount, shall it be treated as income from other sources? The answer is yes, it shall be treated as income from other sources by virtue of section 56, subsection 1. However, section 10, subsection 34 is there. What is section 10? Section 10 talks about exemption. So the dividend income from the company which has deducted the dividend distribution tax and paid you the balance amount again shall not be taxed in the hands of the shareholders. That is, otherwise, if it taxed again in the hands of the shareholders, shall it not tantamount to be double taxation? That's why dividend from Indian companies which declare the dividend, they have to deduct the dividend distribution tax. Once the dividend distribution tax is deducted directly by the company, the net amount is paid to the shareholder, and that net amount again will not be taxed in the hands of the shareholder because the company has already deducted dividend distribution tax by virtue of section 115O on his behalf and given to the government. So again, the shareholder would not be liable to pay the tax on this particular income. This is how, what you call it, dividend distribution tax. So can I say dividend is income from other sources, dividend from equity shares is income from other sources, but dividend on equity shares is income from other sources, but shall be exempt by virtue of section 10, subsection 34 of the Income Tax Act. Now, if the company declares interim dividend, say Infosys has declared interim dividend of rupees 20, not a final dividend. Interim is in transit, in between. Now, shall this interim dividend be taxable? No. The interim dividend shall also be exempt under section 10, subsection 34, because the interim dividend is also subject to dividend distribution tax. What about the dividend on preference shares? The dividend on preference shares is also exempt. Dividend is dividend. But here, if suppose I am a shareholder of a foreign company, what is a foreign company? Foreign company is defined under section 2, subsection 23A of the Income Tax Act. A foreign company means the company which is not listed in the stock exchanges of India, or the company which is not incorporated as per the Indian Companies Act 1956, section 3. So if I am a shareholder of a company, say X Limited, which is in foreign country, and the foreign company distributes the dividend, and I receive the dividend from a foreign company, then that dividend shall be taxed in India in the hands of the shareholder as income from other sources, because the foreign company shall not deduct, the dividend distribution tax shall not be deductible by the foreign company. That's why it shall be treated as my income. So can I say the dividend from the Indian company, whether it is on equity shares, whether it is on preference shares, whether it is interim dividend, whether it is final dividend, shall be, must be exempt, because the companies have to, what you call it, deduct the dividend distribution tax, and then again it will not be taxed in the hands of the shareholder. However, if the dividend is received from a foreign company, then that dividend shall be, must be, has to be taxed in India as income from other sources. This is the example. Now let's take an example. Now please understand, again in dividend, I would like to play with a wonderful section called section 2, subsection 22, subsection E of the Income Tax Act. What is section 2, subsection 22, subsection E? This section is related to closely held company. Listen, if suppose Mr. A is a shareholder of XYZ Limited, Mr. A is a shareholder of XYZ Limited holding 15% shares of this company. Again, I am telling you, Mr. A is a shareholder of XYZ Limited who is holding 15% shares in the company. Now, XYZ Limited is a closely held company. Now, this closely, what is the meaning of closely held company? Closely held company is that which is not a widely held company. What is a widely held company? Widely held company is defined under section 2, subsection 18 of the Income Tax Act. A company in which, what you call it, many shareholders are there. The company in which the government or the RBI holds more than 40% of the share capital. A company which is, what you call it, registered under the recognized stock exchanges is a widely held company. Now, AXYZ Limited is not listed in stock exchange. It's a closely held company. Now, what happens? This XYZ Limited gives a loan of rupees 5 lakhs to whom? To the shareholder, Mr. A. And Mr. A holds more than 10% of the voting power in this company. In that case, mind it well, dear students, even though it is not a dividend, this loan amount which is given by the closely held company to the shareholder who is holding more than 10% of the voting power in the company, this loan amount shall itself be treated as deemed dividend under section 2, subsection 22, subsection E of the Income Tax Act. And once it is a deemed dividend, this 5 lakhs rupees shall be treated as income from dividends and shall be taxable in the hands of Mr. A. So what we have learned? We have learned three very important things. First, dividend received by the shareholder from any company, whether it is a closely held company, whether it is a widely held company, whether it is an interim dividend, whether it is a final dividend. If the company deducts dividend distribution tax, then that dividend amount again shall not be taxed in the hands of the shareholder. This is the first thing we learned. What is the second thing we learned, dear friends? We learned that if the person is a shareholder in a foreign company and the foreign company declares the dividend, the foreign company is not bound to follow the dividend distribution tax rule because it is outside India. Or even if it is in India, they are not bound to follow the Income Tax Act. So foreign company, suppose, does not, foreign company would not declare, would not deduct the dividend distribution tax. If the foreign company does not declare the dividend distribution tax, that amount of dividend shall be taxable in India in the hands of the shareholder as income from other sources. This is the second thing I told you. Now the third limb of dividend. The third limb is that if Mr. A is a shareholder of XYZ Limited and XYZ Limited is a closely held company, means it is very limited shareholders are there. The company is neither owned by the government nor by the RBI, nor it is listed in the stock exchanges of India. Once it is a closely held company, the company gives loan advance to the shareholder, to that shareholder who holds more than 10% of the voting power in the company. Now Mr. A here holds 15% voting power. Now, even if it is advance, the entire amount of 5 lakhs rupees must be treated as dividend in the hands of the shareholder, Mr. A, and he will have to pay the tax. Now, should you not ask me, suppose Mr. A repays the amount within the same financial year, shall it still be treated as dividend? Yes, even he repays it within the same year, still that amount shall be treated as dividend. This is how we have to go ahead for the dividend. Once we have learned dividend, now I would like to play that if the company, if an assessee receives income from lottery. What is the meaning of lottery? What is lottery? Lottery means lot is there, lot. Drawing one out of the lot is lottery. Drawing one out of the lot is lottery. But lottery income is defined under section 2, subsection 24, subsection 9 of the Income Tax Act. It is income. It is taxable income. Lottery income, even though it is not earning, but Income Tax Act Section 2, Subsection 24, Subsection 9 says that it is taxable. Once it is taxable, it has to be, what you call it, treated. Shall it be treated as income from other salary? Shall it be treated as income from house property? Can it be treated as business or profession? Can it be treated as capital gain? No! It has to be treated as income from other sources. Once it is income from other sources, this lottery income shall be taxable under the head income from other sources. But suppose I won a prize on TV show. Shall this prize which is won on TV show, say Big Boss, or Kaun Banega Karodpati, or any other program, now I get 5 lakh rupees? Shall it be taxable? The answer is yes. But it is not a lottery. Even if it is not a lottery, it shall be deemed as lottery income under section 2, subsection 24, subsection 9 of the Income Tax Act. So lottery income, crossword puzzles, races including racehorse, card games, they all will be treated as income from other sources. Now my dear friends, I am a gambler. And you know very well, gambling is a bad thing for you, for the society and for the nation. This is unproductive income. We should not indulge into. We should never do such things. So suppose one person is a gambler and he won 10 lakhs rupees in gambling. Please understand one thing. Gambler never wins. One day or another, he has to lose. He has to lose everything which he has. Mahabharat has taught us this. So gambling is very bad exercise, and please do not enter into such exercises. You can't have easy money. There is no easy money. Money has to be earned by your knowledge, by your, what you call it, dedication, by your perseverance, by your focus, by your determination. But suppose a person is a gambler and he has won 10 lakhs rupees in gambling. Shall it be taxable? Gambling is, what you call it, illegal. Even the gambling is illegal. It shall be taxable as income from other sources. Because income tax does not bother whether the income is legal, whether the income is illegal. Gambling shall be taxable as income from other sources. So what I want to tell you, if the person wins by lottery, wins by crossword puzzles, wins by races, including race horses, wins by gambling, wins by card games, wins by lottery, wins by KYC, wins by Kaun Banega Karodpati, wins by Big Boss Show, wins by any TV channel, any program, he wins, that will be taxable. This is how the income, lottery income, etc. will be taxable. So can I write that, what I call it, lottery income? Or income from card games? My dear students, one thing I would like to tell you. These things are bad things. These things are unproductive things. Don't indulge, never indulge in these things. You must, what do you call it, increase the sphere of your knowledge. Otherwise, these things will ruin you. Is that clear? So, lottery, card games, gambling, betting, races, including race horses. So suppose I indulge in races of bullocks. In villages we have bullock cart races. And I get the prize. Shall it be taxable? The answer is yes. Under section 2, subsection 24, subsection 9, it shall be treated as what you call taxable income. Races, including race horses. So if I have camel race, if I have bullock cart rates, that will also be taxable. Is that clear? So please understand. But suppose an athlete runs and gets a prize. Now an athlete runs and gets a prize, of course it shall also be taxable as income from other sources. But suppose a professional athlete is there and he wins a prize. In that case, it shall be taxable. not as income from other sources, but income from profession. Because it is his profession, it is his business, it is his passion. He does it regularly. But if I participate in a race of 400 meters and if I get a prize, that will not be taxable as income from profession, that shall be taxable as income from other sources. So this is how we have to understand the concept of lottery. These are the things which shall also be taxable. And you know very well, lottery income, card games, gambling, betting, races shall be taxable at 30%. Suppose you win 1 lakh of rupees. Now, you know very well that threshold limit is 2 lakhs. Up to 2 lakhs, there is no tax. Now, suppose you win 1 lakh rupees and there is no income in this financial year. Shall you still be liable to pay 30% tax on this 1 lakh rupees, which is very well below the threshold limits? The answer is yes. 30% deduction shall be there on account of TDS. And government will deduct, the lottery person will deduct 30% and will give you only 70,000. So please understand, these are unproductive incomes because this is a loss to somebody and gain to somebody. But ultimately, dear students, you will be the loser. I have seen many persons ruining their future and fortune, in all these things. So please never indulge in these activities. Is that clear? Now, this is how the lottery income is there. They shall be taxed at the rate of 30% in the income tax. Now, third thing is there. I let out my plant and machinery plus furniture. Listen, I got a motor car and it is not my business to let out. I am not letting it out regularly. Business is what? I am doing day in and day out. It is not my business to let out regularly. Now, I have let out this car to one of my neighbors and he gave me 50,000 rupees for the year. Shall it be treated as income from business or profession, or shall it be treated as income from other sources? It shall be treated as income from other sources because it is not my business to let out this car on a regular basis. I have a computer. My friend needs it. I told him, I'll give you my computer, but you will have to pay me the rent. It is not my business. But I charge rent from the person. Then this shall also be taxable as income from other sources. So if I let out my plant and machinery, you know very well, plant and machinery. Plant and machinery is defined under section 43, subsection 3 of the Income Tax Act. Ships. Plant includes ships, vehicles, scientific apparatus, surgical equipments, books, etc. So if I let out my plant and machinery, which is not my business, and I earn something, that shall be taxable as income from other sources. Is that clear? Now, including furniture. If I let out my table to my neighbor and I charge him, that rent will be taxable. This is how the second thing is there. Now, next thing I would like to tell you, my dear friends. Say, I let out a house. This is my house. And here, there is a TV set also. There is an air conditioner also. There is, there is TV set, there is air conditioner, there is sofa set. There is, other facilities available. Say oven is there. Or any other thing, say washing machine. So in my house, I have got TV set, I have got air conditioner, I have got sofa set, I have got washing machine. And this house has been let out, including all these things, at a monthly rent of 50,000. Consolidated. There is no individual breakup. This house has been let out along with all these facilities. Composite rent is there. Then whether this income, shall it be treated as income from house property, or shall it be treated as income from other sources, or shall it be treated as income from business or profession? If the composite rent is there and it cannot be break up, then this income shall be either treated as income from other sources or income from business or profession. So can I say, if there is a composite rent along with the services and the composite rent cannot be broken up, then this will be treated as income from either other sources or business or profession. Is that clear? This is how we have to learn the income from other sources.